Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Today, voters in crucial regions across the country participating in elections. Kentucky's incumbent Democratic Governor Andy Beshear vying for a second term, competing against Republican candidate Daniel Cameron, who has received an endorsement from Donald Trump. In Mississippi, Republican Governor Tate Reeves running for re-election and facing a challenge from Democratic candidate Brandon Presley. Texas Senator Ted Cruz calling out election interference in support of presidential candidate Donald Trump. Lance Pry has more.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump gave testimony in his civil trial in Manhattan yesterday, alleging election interference. Texas Senator for 10 years, Republican Ted Cruz weighed in on Fox News last night.
The unfairness of this proceeding is exactly right. Letitia James is a hardcore partisan. She campaigned saying, I'm going to get Donald Trump. I'm going to go after Donald Trump. This judge, by all appearances, is a hardcore partisan who hates Donald Trump. And we can anticipate he's going to rule against Trump. He doesn't like Trump. He wants to punish Trump.
Humanitarian aid flowing into Gaza, but U.S. officials say it's not enough. State Department Deputy Spokesman Vendon Patel told reporters today the U.S. is aggressively pushing to get more aid into the Gaza Strip as the war between Israel and Hamas continues. He said more than 400 trucks carrying supplies have crossed into Gaza from Egypt, but much more is needed. Senate Republicans, led by Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, and James Lankford, are pushing for immigration reforms as part of any foreign aid package for Ukraine. Senate Democrats so far have resisted changes to immigration and asylum policy. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Taylor Swift experiencing the most significant album debut of her career. The singer's re-recorded edition of her 2014 album 1989, Taylor's Version, has claimed the top spot on the Billboard 200 Albums chart, with over 1.3 million in sales in its first week. The achievement surpasses Swift's previous record, as the original version of the album debuted with over 1.2 million in sales. A hungry bear being blamed for ruining a Florida family's dinner. Longwood residents Lady Gutierrez and Daniel Beulah ordered dinner through Uber Eats from Taco Bell last week. The family's doorbell camera shows the driver dropping off the food on the front doorstep before a black bear wanders onto the porch and takes it. The couple's niece said the bear even took the 2-liter of soda. Uber Eats issued the family a refund. A family welcomed a bouncing baby boy last month, born nearly twice the size of the average baby. Sunny Ayers, the fifth child of Chance and Brittany Ayers, was born via C-section on October 23rd, weighing 14 pounds, 8 ounces. The average weight for a full-term baby between 7 pounds, 2 ounces and 7 pounds, 6 ounces. Her doctor said she just makes big babies. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's me and you either, I guess. Hey, but we're in this together because it matters this much, you know, for our country, you know, for our children, our legacy here. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Our next guest says that Kevin McCarthy has failed the American people. He says that he is excited to announce his campaign to defeat Kevin McCarthy in California's 20th congressional district. David Giglio is with us right now. David, welcome back. Good to have you with us. It's been a while since we've talked. How you been?
I'm doing all right, Bill. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thanks for, you know, supporting the cause and participating in your civic duty. You know, we need more people like you that, you know, decide to not sit around the couch and complain, but actually to get up and do something about it. You know, if you got a better idea, we need to hear from you. We need to get, you know, for you to get involved and realize that if things are going to change, it's going to be up to the man and woman in the mirror to activate themselves and to become participants in this great American experiment, right?
Yeah, I mean, and that's really what this is all about. You know, right now, I think you would agree with me that the American people, they've lost faith in their government and their elected officials. And to me, you know, Kevin McCarthy represents everything that's wrong with politics. He's a guy who is motivated only by his quest for power and prestige, and he's willing to say and do whatever he can to get power. And so I decided to run against Kevin, knowing, you know, he's got a lot of money, but my name's going on the ballot. I view this as a fight between all of us and basically the corrupt Washington establishment that is kind of ignoring the ordinary Americans. This is our chance to show them that we're not going to be ignored anymore and that mm-hmm. we're serious about saving this country.
Well, exactly. Well, this has been the issue, and it's been going on for decades. Unfortunately, the Beltway has become, if I might say this, you know, a bit of a cesspool. You know, we keep putting, you know, starts out, we put good people, we think we have good people, we send to Washington, and in a matter of months, it's almost like, you know, we send our kids to college, right, David? And they come home for Thanksgiving, we go, who in the heck are you? I mean, you've only been gone for a couple of months, right? And they're totally
teacher.
Right. Okay. I know, but I've got family members.
And I understand exactly what you're saying, because I mean I've seen some things in the classroom in high school. So I mean, college is 10 times worse. But you're exactly right. I mean, we send people to Washington think are good people. And unfortunately, we find out that most of them really only care about themselves. And I really think that's what sets me apart. You know, it took me a long time to decide if I was going to run again. I ran last cycle in the 13th district.
Right.
Kevin spent a lot of money to take me out. And I said, you know, I don't wake up every day wanting to be a politician, but I just had a son. He's 1 year old, and I'm genuinely worried about the future of this country. And if we can't, if the American people lose faith in their institutions like we have, I just don't see how you can have a sustainable republic over a long period of time. So we really have to clean house, and a lot of it has to
exactly
get some of this big money out of politics. You know, Kevin is a guy who's funded by all sides of the argument. And he really just is there to make sure nothing changes. And we can't afford the status quo anymore. You know, we need more disruptors in Washington.
Exactly. Well, David, you know, when you send people to Washington and they, you know, they've come off the campaign trail. They've been, you know, with the constituency for several months. They've gotten to know the constituency. They're all pumped up. They want to make big changes. And they go in the first day of orientation. They're told, we'll set that aside for a moment. We want you to know what your number one job is. Your number one job is to get reelected. What do you mean? If your number one job is to get reelected, then the wishes of your constituents who voted into the office have been subordinated to that important goal. And everything that revolves in the Beltway, from my observation that I can tell, it is about power and control. It's about influence. It's about the Beltway cocktail parties and the prestige of it all, you know, and people get caught. They're only human. They get caught up in it. So what I'm saying is, look at, I love what you're doing. And I think that what has to happen is that you're one of many that need to go in and take over, you know, charge the Bastille and take over it. And really, you know, create a revolution that puts the power of the government back in the people's hands. And, and that is a huge, that's going to be a huge, I'm not saying impossible, by the grace of God, we can make that happen. We need more David Giglios, you know, to join the cavalry to go in and save the country and save the people. Does that make sense?
No, that makes a lot of sense. And listen, I know that this is a David versus Goliath fight, but I wanted to be somebody, I wanted to show people that there are people out there willing to step up. Because honestly, it's going to take all of us. You know, the money, the big money is going to these lifetime politicians. We need to rally around people. It's not enough to just tell people, hey, you got to run out there and primary these guys. Because, right, because everybody gets angry when there's a bad vote. And they say,
right,
oh, man, we got to primary all these people. We have to offer support, too. And, you know, every dollar helps, $5, a dollar, you know, that kind of stuff makes a big difference. And I wanted to show that there are people willing to stand up and do this David versus Goliath battle. Because you're absolutely right. Getting reelected is the number one priority. This shouldn't be a sport. And the most ironic thing about that is if they just delivered on their promises, they would get reelected easily. But they're too scared to take a risk and do things. All they care about is just being comfortable and not rocking the boat. But voters would really reward them even more if they just delivered on their promises.
But to your point, the easy part of that game is following the money, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, there in the Beltway in D.C., that's the easy part. You get connected, you get the network. Hey, you're the new guy from California, and you know, they start working with you, and you know, they give you a little bit of drug. Next thing you know, you're hooked, and you're taking it right in the vein. You know,
well,
I can see how this thing works,
I understand that. And listen, I got no interest in that. I want to go there and get something done. If they want to kick me out, they can kick me out. But I'm also a big advocate of, you know, campaign finance reform. When I ran last time, like I said, Kevin spent a lot of money to kind of hijack our race and take me out. I really believe that we need to get elections back about people. So I'm fully in favor of getting, we need to get PAC money out of politics. We need to start forcing candidates to campaign and get their money directly from their district.
Exactly. Look at how much that PAC money. How much of that is foreign money that's getting lost, and you know, it's a shell game, and it's, you know, and people can't follow it. I mean, it's like trying to figure out, you know, where Joe Biden got his money, right? He's got all these shell companies, offshore shell companies, and we got all these foreign influences that come into this, into the process and pack money, right?
Well, yeah, we just broke, you know, I just issued a press release this morning hitting Kevin on Sequoia Capital. You want to talk about Kevin? I mean, Sequoia Capital is a firm in California and Silicon Valley that's tied to the CCP. Their former managing director, Doug Leone, gave Kevin McCarthy and his PAC over $3 million.
There you go.
FTX, which was a company that was basically bankrolled.
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there after. Afterwards,
stay with us. Give you anxiety. I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with California business owner who released the following statement announcing his candidacy for Congress to represent California's 20th district. He says, Kevin McCarthy has failed the American people. He goes on to say that he's excited to announce his campaign to defeat McCarthy in California's 20th congressional district after years of being sold out to special interests. The people of Central Valley deserve an American first Republican fight. Fighting for them in Washington and working alongside President Donald Trump to wage war against the corrupt Uniparty. Dave Giglio continues with us. Dave, give the voters and our audience the vision that you're casting there, you know, for the constituents in the Central Valley of California.
Well, listen, the Central Valley, I mean, some of the counties here are some of the poorest in California, and they're really hurting with the Biden economy. And when I talk about America first, you know, our government, the crazy thing about the speaker fight is that everybody in Congress seemed to be more concerned. They wanted to get back to business because they wanted to send our money away to foreign countries rather than help the American people. So my goal when I get there, we need to cut spending, but we also need to spend wisely on policies that directly benefit the average everyday American. You know, that's what's important. And here in California, we also have a severe water issue. This, you know, Kevin McCarthy
always,
is talking
yeah.
about solving the wet water issues. 70% of the fruits and vegetables in our country come from the Central Valley. And nobody has done anything to solve that issue. I'm not from an ag background, but I'm still the only one carrying over from my last campaign that has developed a comprehensive plan to solve this issue. And, you know, you said a funny thing. Earlier in this call where you talked about how when politicians go to Washington, they're basically told, hey, your number one job is to get reelected. Well, when that there's nothing more obvious than the water issue. There was a man named Giant DeShera. He beat Democrat Jim Costa in 2016 on election night. He went to D.C. Paul Ryan, he's a dairyman. Paul Ryan and Kevin McCarthy took him aside while he was there for to get sworn in and said, we like what you talked about with water, but we don't actually need to solve that issue. We need to campaign off that. And Johnny basically told him, hey, that's not what I came here for. You know, a couple days later, they found 3,000 votes for Jim Costa, and Johnny was sent home. So we need to break this cycle of just status quo, not doing anything. The American people have no constitutional obligation to send their money overseas. That money should be used on programs that directly benefit ordinary Americans.
What was the response back home when that happened? David, as you relate this story, I mean, here you've got, you know, we talk about the Uniparty, but this is the challenge the voter has, is they don't know who the good guys and bad guys are.
Well, that's the problem. Nobody's supposed to know about that. And I committed kind of the cardinal sin here. You know, Kevin McCarthy rules this part of California basically like a mafia boss. You're not allowed to step out of line with Kevin. And if you do, you're basically cut off from everything. So after my last election, they came to me and they basically said, listen, we know we kind of screwed you over. It was nothing personal. It was just business. But if you're willing to, like, bend the knee and basically, you know,
kiss his ring.
We'll back you for some lower offices, and you can work your way up. And I kind of looked at him and said, that's not what I did this for. I'm not interested in that kind of stuff. I'm interested in helping people. So that's one of the biggest things with this race. We need to let people know, you know, Americans have busy lives. They can't pay attention to every little thing. I feel that it's important that they know these type of stories because they have to know that necessarily sometimes the good guys you think are the good guys aren't really the good guys. Yeah. And we have to look past party and that kind of thing. We have to start focusing on the people we're electing, not just the party.
Right, exactly. Well, and you bring up an important point here, David. What I shared with you is you know, based on my constituency and my audience and talking with them, they're sensing this. They may not know exactly how it's working. I mean, it's like you know, Joe Biden's corruption. They may not know exactly how many, you know, shell companies, 20 shell companies, or what went left and what went right and what came from Ukraine and what other countries in China and that sort of thing. But they just know that it looks like a duck and talks like a duck. And and that's what they see. That's what they see happening because they're not in, you know, they're, you know, their constituents. They're citizens of the country. It's not their job to figure out the corruption. This is why we have a Justice Department, an FBI. This is why we have a free and supposedly fair press. But what happens is when they get embroiled and they compromise themselves, then the American people are, you know, we're defenseless against these people, right?
Yeah, and that's a big problem, is the fact that we now have basically a weaponized judiciary and police branch of our federal government, and Republicans have done little to stop that. And actually, Kevin McCarthy, I talked before the break about him taking, you know, money from Sequoia Capital, which is a CCP-linked firm. When he was Speaker, he actually shut down the probe into that. So he had his lieutenant there shut down the probe, and now that Mike Johnson is now Speaker, Mike Johnson has actually reauthorized that probe. So, you know, this is kind of thing on both sides. That these people at the top are kind of protecting each other. You know,
exactly.
They're not really. Why didn't we impeach Joe Biden? You know, every day we see these evidence of, you know, all this evidence of Biden corruption, and Kevin basically slow walked this because, you know, they're trading favors and they're trading things. At the end of the day,
exactly.
Their biggest priority is not to rock the boat. And you're right, the American people, it's not our job to figure out how corrupt Joe Biden is. That's their job.
And exactly.
The Department of Justice's job. But unfortunately, the DOJ only seems concerned with going after President Trump instead of, you know, the obvious crime.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the deal. This is the whole point. Just do your job. You know, you are mandated by the Constitution of the United States and we the people. We need you. We need a free and fair press. We don't need, you know, a propagandized press. That's what we're getting, sadly. You know, journalism has been tossed away and it's being controlled by those on the left that are manufacturing these stories. They're rewriting history at the expense of the American people and the constitutionality and this great American idea. I mean, you know, here it is. You've got the gray, you know, the great champion of free and fair press saying that, you know, democracy dies in darkness. And they're the ones that are turning the lights off. Give me a break.
Yeah. And, you know, you have a person like Kevin McCarthy, who's supposed to be the head of the resistance, right? And he's getting all this money funneled in from people that want to keep this stuff covered up. So he actually spends his money ensuring that some of, you know, conservatives don't. There are conservative influencers out there that want to bury these stories. It's unfortunate, but like I said, it's almost like a big mafia game. And, you know, there's a lot of horse trading between Democrats and Republican leadership about people to target, races to target. And that kind of stuff has to come to an end because this isn't about our party anymore. This is about our republic and our Constitution. And right now, unfortunately, it feels like Washington views the Constitution as just a piece of paper and an obstacle to what they want to do. And we have to get back.
They've looked past that. Barack Obama said the Constitution was elastic. He negated the significance of the Constitution. And you got Joe Biden, you know, threatening to attack the court at every turn. There are groups, interest groups attacking different members of the court, going after conservatives, you know, threatening to pack the court and on and on. David, we got about a minute and a half left here. I mean, what is the big answer here? What is the big takeaway? How can we get our country back?
Well, the big answer is, you know, support candidates like me. Don't think any fight is too big. You know, Eric Cantor was a Republican. He was the leader, the minority leader. He was defeated. We gotta stop thinking. We gotta unite, and we just gotta go after every fight and let the chips fall where they may. But we can't be afraid to confront these people. We can't think that it's hopeless, because eventually it will become hopeless if we think like that. So we just gotta keep pounding. Any support anyone can give me, my website, davidaglio.com. But encourage people to run and then back them up, and don't settle for corruption anymore. Call these people out.
Exactly. Do we follow Donald Trump's lead a little bit here?
Do we follow it again?
Do we follow Donald Trump's lead here? We got about 20 seconds left.
Absolutely. We got to follow Donald Trump. He's fighting right now to crush the deep state, and we got to fight along with him. That's what this is about. Get people to Washington so when he wins next year, nobody is going to stop him from basically getting cleaning house and
restoring
the government. Thank you.
Your website for donations, real quick, 2 seconds.
DavidAGIGLIO.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. Voters in crucial regions across the country participating in elections today in Kentucky and Mississippi. The governor's races are being watched very closely. Texas Senator Ted Cruz calling out election interference in support of presidential candidate Donald Trump. Humanitarian aid flowing into Gaza, but U.S. officials say it's not enough. More than 400 trucks carrying supplies have crossed into Gaza from Egypt, but much more is needed. Senate Republicans, led by Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, and James Lankford, are pushing for immigration reforms as part of any foreign aid package for Ukraine. The Senate Democrats so far have resisted changes to immigration and asylum policy. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
For the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Clayton Van Husk going to join us in just a moment, the director of Affirm Ministries, the apologetics branch of Southwest Radio Ministries. Is he with us now?
Yes, indeed.
Boy, you snuck up in so quickly. Thank you so much for entering on the show. Just right on time. Hey, exactly. Well, Clayton, I want to talk about several things. Of course, one of the expertise that you have is archaeology. There's so much biblical archaeology we can talk about and update our audience on. But before that, let's talk about Israel. We're in the third week of this Israel-Hamas war. The international community, including the United States, trying to do everything they can to try to keep it restricted, you know, to southern Israel, although Hezbollah seems to be, you know, chafing at the bit, so to speak, firing missiles every once in a while and just being adjutants. And then, of course, you know, the PLO in the West Bank is, you know, they're getting a little antsy as well. And Iran just keeps rolling along here, you know, sticking their fingers in a situation. You know, the indication might be for some people to think that, you know, Iran would love nothing better than, you know, for this conflict to go regional. And I'm afraid if it goes regional, I don't know if we can control it beyond that.
Right, right. You're looking at such a thing. This is the goal of many of these parties.
Mm-hmm.
They want to stir as much trouble as possible.
Well, and let's talk about these different parties, you know. First of all, the goal of Israel. I mean, it's real clear. You know, they want, they're going after Hamas. They want to destroy Hamas. They've had it with them. All these years, they've supported and helped and tried to be a good neighbor. Hamas can help themselves. You know, I think that even though the Biden administration is reluctant to admit that Iran is funding them, you know, it's clear even Iran has said as much as that, you know, 90% of the funding of Hezbollah and Hamas comes from them. And then you got to look at how America has participated in that funding process, right?
Oh, absolutely. And Hamas is they are active. They are supported by Iran. They are active not just in Gaza, but we see them in the West Bank. My archaeological team had a clash, not a clash. We were present when some Hamas gunmen murdered some Israeli citizens. We were right there. And so we've seen it firsthand. They are out for blood.
Yeah. And also it's being reported that Hamas and remnants of Hezbollah as well are staging in Mexico on the other side of our very open and porous border. Oh, by the way.
Yes, that is certainly a concern. There are prayer rugs and Qurans and items like that, I understand, found at the crossing where they have been left behind as people come across.
So, okay, so we look at what's happening with Israel. Israel has a clear objective. On one hand, you know, they want to they want to liberate those that have kidnapped, high priority. You know, right alongside of that is the eradication of Hamas. What's Hamas's goal in this?
So Hamas's goal, from my understanding, is to stamp Israel off the map, to wipe them off the face of the earth, as many satanically backed people have done over the years. They want to destroy Israel.
Yeah, from the river to the sea, that even our kids here in America are chanting in pure ignorance, not understanding that that is a and that's a genocidal bumper sticker, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's sad to see, but not surprising, how many people can be blinded by the enemy and to blindly follow these terrorists.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. You know, you say Hamas wants to wipe out Israel. Iran has made it clear. And lest we forget, they say after Israel, then it's America and people of faith, you know, because that is in their mandate. That's what they want. Hezbollah the same way. Israel right now surrounded, you know, with the potential of two fronts. So the objective of Iran has been quite clear. And this is amazing to me because it almost puts our government as, you know, dual agents here. We're like double agents. We're supporting
right.
Israel on one hand, and then on the other hand, making it possible for Iran to generate revenues that continue to fund their terrorist ways. What's wrong with this picture?
And well, we need to be very careful about that because we have a background. We are 2 days now past the 40th anniversary of the bombing of the Marine Corps barracks in
exactly.
Beirut in 1983.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
We know now, officially, it has been revealed that Iran was behind that bombing. Mm-hmm. So we need to be very careful here. Israel's enemy is our enemy.
Yeah, exactly. And Iran continues. I mean, they're sending, whether it's with their proxies or themselves, attacking, you know, Marines and other military posts in Iraq. You know, we've had a number of bombings
right.
and attacks, even at sea. You've got the Houthis that, you know, fired off some missiles toward Israel. And fortunately, one of our ships out there in the Mediterranean, we're able to... you know, we're able to knock them out of the air. So these attacks, it's been very aggressive. But again, you know, it would seem that in considering what the end goal of these different parties is, you know, I'm a bit confused about America's goal, but America has always been confused when it comes to military objectives going back to Vietnam. They
right.
somehow are stuck in a rut here to try to figure out, okay, what is the purpose, whether we're talking Ukraine or whether we're talking an interjection of influence here in the Middle East?
Oh, absolutely. We need to get ourselves straight. There is an evil in the world, and I think you were talking about the region being drawn in. It's not just the region, because we've got players like Turkey and Iran who are obviously backed by Russia, and then we have our people, Israel, and so the biggest players in the world are easily getting drawn into this situation, and this is how world wars start.
Exactly. Well, and here, you got the president of the United States coming to the Middle East, wanting to meet, had meetings set up with the Arab leaders to talk about what's going on so that we could, supposedly get on the same page. And then you have this missile explosion that takes place at, it was in the parking lot of a Gaza hospital. And immediately, of course, Hamas blames Israel, and even the New York Times and other, you would think, American interest got on the bandwagon. And so then these meetings are canceled. So you have no way to discuss what's going on to even, try to get the surrounding Arab nations on the same page here so that we could avoid an expansion of these hostilities to where, because if it goes regional, I mean, it's just a little bit of a matchstick away from it, possibly going as one apologist said, going full-blown Armageddon here.
Right, right. I was just a few weeks ago in Jordan, and I can tell you that whereas they are on the surface, with Israel, very much there is a lot of hatred towards Israel in Jordan. Many of the Palestinians are from Jordan.
Right. Well, and it's interesting, Clayton, that even the Arab nations, they don't want the Palestinians. Egypt says, no, we don't want them. Jordan doesn't want them. I mean, it would lead you to believe that these Palestinians are not party people. They're not fun people to be around, that even their own relatives and their own neighbors want nothing to do with them. And here we are going through all kinds of political histrionics to try to save them when they're going out there and doing, the kind of damage and carnage that they perpetrated on the October 7th.
Yes, absolutely. There is a bad element among the Palestinians, and it surfaces, it manifests itself in these groups like Hamas and some of the other Islamic Brotherhood type groups that are among them. And they come out, they show up, and they keep the Palestinian people, they keep them intimidated, they control them.
I'll tell you what, we'll pick up on that when we come back. More from Clayton Van Hus after this.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Clayton Van Hus, talking about Israel. We're going to talk biblical archaeology, all that fun stuff, because, you know, as you realize, if you've ever been to Israel in the Middle East, it is amazing because... You're shocked to see, you know, the archaeology of the land there. Clayton, I was just blown away. You go there and you just like you see levels of civilization with bricks and mortar. And this is, you know, for you as an archaeologist, this just has to be all kinds of fun.
Oh, absolutely. I currently dig at Tel Shiloh, which is biblical Shiloh.
Right.
It is the location where the tabernacle stood, the Ark of the Covenant, for over 300 years. It was the capital of Israel before David moved it to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. And we're still looking for the Ark of the Covenant, right?
That's right. That's right. It's over there somewhere.
Yeah, Harrison Ford did not find the real Ark of the Covenant. Okay, that's just a movie. In case people get confused here, no, it's a whole different show altogether. But anyway, but it's just amazing to me, you know, because most young boys, you know, we appreciate rocks and dirt, and right. When there is understanding and there's story behind rocks and dirt, it just makes it, but it's interesting, I find, that especially boys, how we gravitate to that, which isn't to say that it's, you know, gender specific, because I know there's a lot of women archaeologists involved,
well,
too.
Absolutely.
So before I get anybody upset here, you know, but I'm just saying, and I've just noticed with my sons especially, you know, given an opportunity to, you know, dress nicely, get ready to go to church or go find a mud pile and rocks to dig in, they love to get in the middle of that. That's their choice.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. And you know, we have volunteers. We have the largest dig in the Middle East. And we are always looking for volunteers. Lord willing, we'll be able to dig in 2024. But with the war going on, we're not sure how that's going to turn out.
Exactly.
But it's one of the things I enjoy, and right now I think people need to understand, is the archaeological record of that land and how it relates to the current conflict. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of false claims made about who's been in the land. We understand the Palestinians, where there is some Canaanite DNA in them. Mm-hmm. They actually, most of them came into the land during the 7th century AD with the mm-hmm. Muslim invasions, with the Arab invasions. Mm-hmm. They're more Arab than they are local.
Right, exactly. And what is the family line specifically that, makes, I mean, for some reason, I think it's interesting that they seem to be exceedingly mean, this group of Arabs, if I can put it in those terms, because, and they're so mean that the rest of the Arabs want nothing to do with them.
Sure, and it does go back. We do have Palestinian Christians. I know some of those there, but so many want to follow this, and they've been told that they are the Philistines. Basically, that's if we say Palestine, they say Philistine.
Yeah, but the Jews were called Philistines. I mean, that's where it was originally.
Yeah.
The way it was met out, it was to be a pejorative to the Jewish nation, right? So that's where you get Palestinians is from Philistines, and so somehow they're claiming some origination of that word, but that may not be the specific case. It might be in a generic sense, right? You might say.
Right. Apparently, the Greeks came up with the term talking about Gaza and some of the Philistine coastline areas.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, after the Bar Kokhba revolt of the 2nd century AD, the story is that the Emperor Hadrian said, "I've had it with these Jews. Who's their enemy?" Mm-hmm. Well, they're the Philistines. All right, that's what we call the land. So,
right.
That's where we're getting our name.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was going to say, as far as archaeology goes, I can tell you, digging, we find lots of ancient Israel. The site I'm digging right now, it's late bronze, early iron. We're talking 3,000 years ago and further, we're finding Israelite. What we don't find is Palestinian. There's no Palestinian archaeology.
Interesting. Just like there's no really specific Palestinian, culture, if you do a comparative, right? As a culture, as a language, that sort of thing. I mean, this is really kind of, you're making this up out of whole cloth and trying to, create something out of thin air, it seems to me, Clayton. Am I misreading something here?
No, I think you're absolutely right. As we mentioned before, the people we call the Palestinians are Arab people. They are not Canaanite people who came in only 1,400 years ago. And they do not date back like the Jewish people do, the Israelis. Even the European Jews, the Ashkenaz, their DNA is still tied in with the land.
Right.
Whereas the Palestinians, of course, there are trace amounts of Canaanites. That can be anybody who lives anywhere. It's gonna, mix with the indigenous population to some degree. But
In my humble opinion, Clayton, where the Palestinians are right now is they have to decide who they're going to follow. If they want to follow Hamas has really jumped the Rubicon. Like it or not,
right.
If the Palestinian people do not throw Hamas out of their land and, psych them and get them out of there and distance themselves from Hamas, although I get it. There's some, Palestinians that are, they're going to go down with the ship. I get that. But for those that we want to consider as fair-minded and those that, that are truly innocent, and I say we, I'm talking about the corporate collective we, do not want to be responsible for killing their kids or having them be, part of this war. But they need to distance themselves. you know, from Hamas, and so that
right.
maybe they have an opportunity to live another day. You know, I was talking about this, you know, when you read in the Old Testament about Joab when he went and he cornered Sheba. Sheba wanted to destroy, you know, David's reign when he came back after Absalom, and David says, you got to go after him because this guy's going to be worse than Absalom. So Joab, you know, corners him in this castle, and the people are like freaking out. They go, oh my God, here's Joab, here's the warrior of warriors, and Israel yeah. coming after this. We're going to be toast here. What do we do? And a wise woman, you know, yells over the wall of the castle
right.
and says, hey, what can we do here? He says, well, give me the head of Sheba, and all will be well. Well, next thing you know, the head of Sheba comes plopping over the wall. Well, that ended that conflict. And I think this
right.
is where potentially the people of Palestine, if they want to have any future in that land, this is what is before them, is they have to find a way to distance themselves and have nothing to do with Hamas. And do it in such a way that convinces Israel that, okay, we can, because Israel time and again, I mean, throughout history, I've seen this even when I was there in Israel, and you've seen this as well, Clayton, you know, Arabs told me, they said, hey, we have no problem, you know,
right.
working and shopping in areas controlled by Israel. In fact, we find those areas more safe than Arab controlled areas. And so go,
yeah.
okay, well, why are you guys putting up with this stuff? Because of, you know, the tradition, it's what they've been used to.
Exactly.
They've been compelled to do this, and there hasn't been, you know, courageous leadership. And I guess then they won't have courageous leadership until the day of Jesus.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, if you talk to Palestinian Christians, they know the answer, and they'll tell you it's Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That, you know, the Muslims, the Jews, you know, it's Jesus that they need to turn to, and they need to quit fighting the old hatred. And it's interesting to hear the Palestinian Christians who say, I love Jews. I love
yeah.
Israelis. You know, I may not like their government, and some of them don't, but
yeah,
I love the
fine.
People.
Right.
Because Jesus does that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Well, and again, this is the opportunity. There's so much wrapped in all this, Clayton, right now. It is exciting because this is not happening by accident.
No.
You know, like any apocalypse or, you know, revelation, this is a time where the shroud is being pulled back and the world is able to see it, you know, for what it is. But it's going to require, in some, you know, aspects of this, you know, spiritual eyes. You can't look at it through your human eyes, because the dynamic of this is what I find quite interesting, especially with Israel. Israel is, you know, doing, you know, some of their old habits. They want to go to Egypt and look for Egypt for help. In this case, it's not Egypt. It's the United States.
Right.
You know, it's like, where are the religious leaders that saying, what are you thinking? We don't need to go and see Joe Biden. You know, we need to go see God Almighty. This
that's
is
right.
his land, and, right?
That's right. And that is very interesting you bring that up. As Sennacherib told the Judeans, do not lean on Egypt. They'll, you know, if you yeah. lean on them as a staff, that staff's going to go through your hand.
Exactly.
Instead, they turn to God under Hezekiah. And mm-hmm. that is what they need to do today, is to turn to Jesus. That's where they will find their help.
Well, that's our focus prayer. We're going to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray that the leadership would return to God, because the fact of the matter is, and I've shared this with several people, Clayton, I was shocked when I went to Israel, I think 5-6 years ago, to realize how much like the United States has become, how secularized it's become, right? We got 30 seconds left. I'm going to let you summarize and wrap things up. Go ahead.
Sure, absolutely. What we find in Israel, in archaeology, and what we try to talk about through Affirm Ministries, is that God is in control. This land is his special place, and certainly the Palestinians do not have a claim to the land.
Where can the people go for more information to be in touch with you, Clayton?
Well, they can find us at swrc.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. but you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.